Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The Greens Party says it's concerned that the expansion of the federal government's first home buyer scheme is going to make the housing crisis worse. The party's housing spokesperson, Barbara Pocock, says she's concerned the expanded scheme is likely to fuel more demand, driving up housing prices and putting people into deep debt. Under the scheme, first home buyers can purchase a house with a 5% deposit. The federal government will guarantee a portion of a first home buyer's home loan under the scheme so they can purchase with a lower deposit. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says that will reduce the time required to save a deposit.
This is life-changing stuff and a genuine expansion of home ownership opportunities for that generation of Australians who are facing, you know, such a different housing market than their parents and grandparents faced. This is just a part of Labor's ambitious Homes for Australia program. We have a $43 billion agenda. We're building more homes, we're getting renters a better deal, and today, particularly, we're getting more young people around our country that amazing opportunity to get into home ownership.
Another 10 sunscreens have been pulled from the shelves in Australia over concerns about their sun protection claims. 18 sunscreens have now been recalled or paused in Australia. It follows an announcement from the medicines regulator about testing results from Wild Child Laboratories Proprietary Limited, the manufacturer of the base sunscreen formulation used by the ultraviolet SPF 50+ Lean Screen product. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says testing indicates the base formulation of the product is unlikely to have an SPF greater than 21. There are calls for internet and mobile phone data services to be reconnected in Afghanistan after the Taliban ordered they be taken offline. More than 43 million people in Afghanistan are now believed to be impacted by the shutdown, which the United Nations says has left the country almost completely cut off from the outside world. It's affected health programs and banking services. The UN Refugee Agency has also been unable to reach its frontline aid workers, who are helping with the response to the recent earthquakes that killed 2,200 people. Melbourne-based Afghan community leader Liaquat Khan has told SBS Pashto the shutdown has caused considerable distress amongst the diaspora in Australia.
This drastic measure threatens the severed critical communication link between Afghans living in Australia, across the globe, and their loved ones back in Afghanistan, causing profound disruption to families and social connections. We view this action as a stark infringement on fundamental freedoms and violation of human rights.
Life-size carvings of camels, gazelles and other animals dating back thousands of years have been discovered in northern Saudi Arabia. The carvings date back around 12,000 years. Scientists say they're confident they were created using a wedge-shaped rock to create sharp lines. Archaeologist Maria Guagnin from the Max Planck Institute of Geoanthropology says the carvings and engraving tools found at the site show people were living in the area about 2,000 years earlier than scientists initially thought. And to sport. In women's cricket, Australia begins its World Cup campaign against New Zealand in India today. Australia is aiming to win consecutive ODI World Cups, which would be a first for Australia, or indeed any country, since 1988. Phoebe Litchfield told the Willow Talk podcast she's anticipating a tough game.
I think for me, wherever I bat, but I think at the top of the order, it's about making the most of the power play, and really, if they give you balls to put away, you put it away and kind of get on top of it to then go big throughout the middle, and we have a role to get ourselves in and really go big, because I feel like it's hard to start in India sometimes, depending on the surface, I guess, but yeah, that's probably where my brain goes.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan.